The shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday the 14th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Etzira, South Etzira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midday. High, 400 miles west of Fitzroy, 1,038. Expected Biscay, 1,039 by midday tomorrow. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Etzira, South Etzira, 40s. Northwest, backing west or southwest, 4-6. Increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Cromarty 4th, west or southwest, 4-6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, showers good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Northwest, backing west or southwest, 4-6, occasionally 7 later in north, perhaps gale 8 later, fair, good. German Bight, northwest, backing west, 4-6, rain at times, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northwest, backing west or southwest, 4-6, showers moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Northwest, backing west later, 3-5, occasionally 6, showers moderate or good. Biscay, northeast Fitzroy. Northerly or northwesterly, 3-5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later, showers good. Southwest Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly, varying southeasterly, 3-5, fair, good. Sole, northwest, backing west or southwest, 3-5, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or northwest, backing west or southwest, 4-5, occasionally 6 later, occasional rain, fair later, moderate or good. Shannon, northwest, backing west or southwest, 4-6, showers moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, west, backing southwest, 4-6, increasing 7 or gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Rockall and Hebrides, showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest, veering west later, 4-6, increasing 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain or drizzle, wintry showers later in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain or drizzle, wintry showers later, except in Fair Isle. Good, occasionally poor. And that's the end of the shipping forecast. Now, what's the general weekend weather up to? Here's Elizabeth Rizzini.
Thank you. Well, there's been some sunshine at last for many of us today, particularly across England and Wales, but sadly not quite so much sunshine. About tomorrow, it's going to be turning a lot cloudier again. It will be milder and also windier for the vast majority of us. Overnight tonight, the cloud will persist across Northern Ireland and Scotland. For northwest Scotland, we'll start to see some outbreaks of rain, with clear spells lasting longest across eastern areas of Scotland. For Northern England and for Wales, it will gradually turn cloudier again, with some outbreaks of patchy rain, particularly across the north and the west. And for the West Midlands as well, there could be some spells of mostly light patchy rain and thickening cloud. Clear spells too for southern and eastern areas of England, but again, the cloud is likely to roll down from the northwest as we head through the course of the night. Lows for of 4 to 8 degrees Celsius, but temperatures for most of us are set to rise as we head through the night, curiously. So as we head into tomorrow morning, the milder air will have filtered through and we'll start off the day with many of us already in double figures. Now, tomorrow for Scotland, it's cloudy and windy with spells of rain in the northwest. For Northern Ireland tomorrow, also for Wales and northwest England, cloudy with the chance of a few showers. Elsewhere, it's largely dry, but a lot more cloud around than today. The best of any brightness will tend to be to the east of high ground, with a brisk westerly wind blowing, but feeling milder. Temperatures for many between 12 and 14 degrees Celsius.
Thanks, Elizabeth. As we await the latest Wallace and Gromit offering this Christmas, Profile has donned the right trousers to take a closer look at the multi-award winning animator Nick Park. Through his passion for stop motion and modelling clay, we've come to love his silent but wise dog and well-meaning owner. Wallace and Gromit are Nick Park's most famous creations, but what more do we know about this Preston-born Oscar winner? Hear more tonight at 7 o'clock. But before that, Lauren Laverne is here.
My castaway this week is Cher, who wasn't impressed when Sonny first played her the song that would go on to change their lives.
He woke me up and he said, "Cher, come here, I need you to listen to this and I need you to sing this." It's like, okay. Like an hour later, "Cher, I need you to come here and sing this." And I said, "You know, I don't think much of this song," and I went back to sleep. Which I got you, babe.
Cher, my castaway. Do join us to hear her Desert Island Discs tomorrow morning at 10. Turn the wider, shade of
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Chris Aldridge. Good evening.